Thank you all for tuning in with me. This is Self Care Wednesdays. I appreciate all of your love and support. Thank you all for waiting. Yes, it just seems like it's been forever since I did my Self Care Wednesdays. You know, just had a little bit of things that, you know, that were going on. You know, that was going on in my life on a Wednesday. You know, but however, I'm back. And I appreciate all of your support for tuning in and listening to this Self-Care Wednesdays today with me, guys. Yes. So, today's topic, I'm going to be talking about, you know, how can we stay on track? You know, sometimes we have those setbacks and, you know, those different things like what I was speaking about in my life, you know, earlier, a couple of minutes ago. How can I stay on track? How can you stay on track? That's what I'm going to be talking about in today's episode of Self-Care Wednesdays. This is episode number 82, guys, and I am your host, Regina, on the Creative Lips Podcast. Yes, guys. And, you know, how I like to start off my podcast. I like to start off my podcast with words of encouragement. So let's get into it right now, guys. Let's start off right now. Yes, guys. Yes. I hope your day was good. I hope you are enjoying your day, your night, you know, whatever time you are listening to this Self-Care Wednesdays. I hope that it is productive for you. And I hope that you are able to get through whatever you are experiencing right now in your life. Only you know what it is that you are facing. Whatever obstacles that is faced before you, only you know what it is. That I know that it may seem hard for you right now. You may be looking at the glass half full right now, and you cannot see that glass in the end is going to be overflowing. Yes, overflowing full of goodness and things that you always wanted in your life that will get out of. That you will get out of. You will. No matter what it is that you are trying to stop, start, begin, there is a light at the end of that tunnel. And you will see that light shine so bright for you that it will be so, so good. It will feel so good. You know, that feeling, that good, good feeling that you will feel. Yes, you will get through it, guys. No matter what it is. You know, no matter what it is, guys. All right, and I also like to, you know, give a little bit of disclaimer here. Yes, a little bit of disclaimer that my Self-Care Wednesdays are in no way, no shape, no form. You know, I am a licensed psychologist or a licensed therapist. All right, so it's just strictly from my own experience and my own opinion. You know, so I just want to put that little bit of disclaimer out there for you all. All right, so now let's start this Self-Care Wednesdays. I want to get into, you know, just like I said, talking about this topic on how can we stay on track? How can we do that? You know, because often it's easy to feel motivated and inspired at the start of a new goal or something that you always wanted to do or try to do and, you know, stay on track with it. But sadly, for some, you know, some of us, you know, including me, the initial enthusiasm soon diminishes, guys. Yes, it soon fades away. And it's easy to end up abandoning, you know, some of your goals and some of the things that you want to do in your life. So how can we stay on track? How can we do this? How can we stay on track with our goals, whatever they are? You know, no matter what they are, how can we do that? You know, what is a way that we can eventually, you know, stay in it? You know what I'm saying? And to be a warrior and crush those goals, you know what I'm saying? Tackle those things. You know, there is a lot of things that I start off doing in my life, you know, just like I said, I had a lot of setbacks, and not basically talking about what I said earlier about, you know, I had a couple of setbacks with my Self-Care Wednesdays, but just in life in general, you know, I talked about before that I was homeless. Yes, I was homeless. And, you know, living in shelters and, you know, trying to get ahead. And the reason that I was homeless is because, you know, of course it was my, you know, partly whole, you know, I would say out of a whole 100%, I said out of 80%, it was my fault that I was homeless. You know, certain situations that I got into, you know, that, you know, I learned from them. Yes, I did. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to go back down that path again. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we fall by the wayside, you know, and not just falling by the wayside of, you know, according to my predicament, like being homeless, but it could be anything that you fall to the wayside with, whatever daily goals or, you know, certain goals that you would try to, you know, stay on track with on a daily basis. One thing that I had to learn how to do is plan ahead. You know, and that's one thing that I, you know, it was hard for me to do. You know, even down to with, you know, just like I said, I was a teenage mother, you know, so I had to learn the hard way. You know, I had to, you know, do everything on my own. A lot of things on my own. I had help, but not as much as, you know, that I really needed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have as much help as I needed when I was a teenage mother. So I really had to learn a lot on my own. You know, because one reason why goals get derailed is because we fail to plan ahead. You know, it's all too easy to use a string of a lot of social things, of social events as an excuse, you know, to give up on, you know, you would say, you know, your diet, you know, trying to eat right, you know, or to abandon, you know, a side business or a business that you say that you plan on doing. You know, I once heard it said somewhere, I forgot who said this, but someone had said that when you start something, finish it. Don't abandon what you started, no matter how long it takes. You know, try your best to finish what it is. You know, you always hear the stories about, you know, your companion around the house, you know, never finishes projects. You know what I'm saying? Are you that one that never finished projects around the house? You know? But, you know, take a look at the things that you do, you know, on a daily basis. This is what I had to do. I had to look at everything that I do on a daily basis, you know, and I had to create a diary. You know, I did this over an entire month. And I also had to look at some of the things that I was doing that was sabotaging my goals, you know, because I had to really sit down and really, you know, plan out what I wanted to do in my life on a daily basis. You know, I had to really get organized. And that's a number one thing that I had to tackle too. Because once you have all those things together, you have your plan, you know what you want to do in your life, you have it right in front of you. You have the outline written down. You know, you could have it written down, typed up, whatever the case may be. You have that plan, a blueprint for yourself, for your life, or whatever goal that you're trying to tackle. Once you have all those things written down, then you can tackle it. You can go on ahead. And of course, this will immediately jumpstart your goals, and you will eventually stay on track because you have that plan. It's outlined for you, that blueprint, just like I said, you have it right in front of you. You know, it's very easy to do that. You know, you can do that if you just start it off. You can just start off your plan today, guys. Just start it off. And another thing that I did was, you know, sometimes, you know, we do a little bit too much. Yes, we do. Sometimes we do too much. You know, I mean, it's all well and good to have that excitement in front of you. You know, you want to have that enthusiasm. Just like I said, you know, you want to crush it. You know, you just like say, oh, man, I want to do this. I want to do that. Oh, my God, I can finally do that. You know what I'm saying? But any goal takes effort. You know what I'm saying? It takes effort. And tackling more than two or three at a time is beyond me. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I had to learn the hard way. You know, because eventually you will incur, you know, that burnout, you know. Yes, you will be burnt out, you know, and then eventually you'll just give up and be like, all right, you know, some people think that things happen overnight, and it doesn't. You know, your success is in the things that you put your heart and soul and mind and effort into. You know, it takes time. You know, rather than trying to change everything overnight, focus on just a couple of key goals. Key goals, maybe like two or maybe even three if you can fit it in there. Because ideally, you will want to choose those goals that complement one another. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, I always use diet and exercise or whatever the case may be. You can incorporate that into one. So, you work on that diet. Work on eating right. Work on eating healthy. And then it can fall into place with you having a plan with your exercise routine. You know, those things are very good when you try your best. You know, try your best to try to, you know, have that creative energy with those, you know, those goals, those fewer goals when you are trying to tackle it the most. you know, because those two goals work hand in hand, whatever the goals may be, whatever. Just try your best to try and make it to where it can be for you to stay on track if you can do those things. You know, so try your best to focus on, you know, fewer goals and, you know, with you trying your best to stay on track, guys. You know, it will, you know, it will be very beneficial if you was to do that. And another thing that it can also do, it can help you build good habits. You know, because much of what we do in life is habitual. You know, you probably don't need to constantly remind yourself, you know, each and every day that, you know, you need to wash your ass, brush your teeth, you know, and get something to eat. You know, if you're not fasting or whatever the case may be, you don't have to remind yourself to do that. Now, if you have to remind yourself to do that, then, you know, I don't know what else to tell you. But what I can tell you is, you know, something else is underlining, you know, that you need some type of assistance or help and guidance in that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a normal part of your day to do these things, right? On a daily basis that we do on an everyday basis, you know. But when it comes to your goals, you know, though it might be a constant struggle to stay on track, you know, we need to try our best. If it's something that you want to really do in your life, to change, to start, then you will create a lifestyle out of it. You know, you will find the time and the energy for them, guys. You will definitely find the time and energy for it. Because by developing those good habits that support your goals, you'll find it much more easier to make that progress. Okay? You know, for instance, now, if you struggle to find the time, I gotta keep on using exercises. I'm just using because it's, you know, basically strictly from my own opinion and my own, you know, my own experience. So if you find, you know, it's hard for you to struggle to exercise, you know, try looking for a way to fit it in your day. Perhaps maybe you can just go for a walk. You know, or maybe ride your bike around the block or something, you know, or by doing, you know, just basic, if you can't even do those things, just do some stretches, you know, during the commercial breaks, you know what I'm saying? When you're watching TV at night or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Pull up my select.
You know, it's ways that you can do it, y'all. I'm telling you, I did all of these things, you know, because you don't want to. You don't want it to set in to where it's like, okay, all right, you know, you're going to have a lazy state of mind and, you know, you're not going to be able to fulfill your goals and stay on track. So try your best to build those good foundational habits, guys. It will pay off in the long run. Yes, it will. And what you can also do too, this is what I did. I tracked my progress. Like once I fulfilled all of those things, I made a plan, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I focused on, you know, I was trying not to do so many goals and all that stuff. I tracked my progress because I stuck to what I needed to do. Like, for instance, okay, let's get off of exercising. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about a budget. Now, that's one thing that it was hard for me to do. Stay on track. Paying bills on time. How many of you can honestly say that you pay your bills on time? You know, and if you can say that, then, hey, I commend you and I pat you on the back. Well done. That's good. You know, you are taking the step to creating a structured life and a life to where, you know what I'm saying, you won't get no shut off notice, you know what I'm saying? You know, but however, you know, I had to build it up to where I had to create a strict budget for myself, you know, down to, you know, how, where and when my money is going. I need to know because, you know, one day I would like to buy a house. And for all of you out there who bought a house, I commend you all too. Congratulations on that step. You know, but me, that's something that I want to do in my life. I want to buy a house. And, you know, because when you've been working on that same goal for a long time, you know, sometimes it might feel that if, you know, you are not making much progress. And I thought that I was really doing what I was supposed to do as far as budgeting by just writing it down. You know, I can do that. But however, what made it even more stricter for me was when, you know, because I am a computer person. And just like I said, what made it more stricter for me was when I developed an Excel spreadsheet for budgeting. And it made it much more easier for me because I'm a visual person. I need to see it. You know, I can see it when I'm writing it down. But however, it just became more fun to me to do it in an Excel spreadsheet, because it gave me the opportunity to look back to where a few months ago that I have came a long way from saving and budgeting and paying things on time, guys. You know, surprisingly, you know, it just, I was just like, wow, this is really good. And ever since then, at first it was a little tedious, but then eventually it just became like clockwork. You know, it just became easy for me because, you know, tracking my progress helped me get to my key achievements each month. And by recording particular things like, you know, how much money I saved, and then doing like a pie chart. Okay, this is where it's going to be in 5 months, you know, and so forth. You know, it really doesn't matter actually on how you create your budget. You can create, you know, a recording of, you know, how much weight you lost or how many, you know, steps you took to keep your room organized, or, you know, or whatever the case may be, whatever it is. You know, it really doesn't matter exactly how you go about tracking things. You know, you don't have to use an Excel spreadsheet. But what matters is that you have some way to easily see what you already achieved, guys. So just try your best to, you know, track your progress as much as you can do it. You know, you can, I'm telling you, that really helped me out a lot. It really did. It really helped me to reevaluate a lot of things that I was doing wrong in my life. Because, you know, as you work harder and invest both time and effort into your goals, you know, eventually they may change. They may change for the good. And what you initially consider to be more important may become less important. You know, that's another thing too. You can find out about staying on track, you know, and trying to be, you know, on that level in your life. You know what I'm saying? You know how they always say is levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying? It is. You know? Because it's really a necessity. It's really necessary. Not a necessity. It's really necessary to take stock and reevaluate where you're headed in your life. You know, because this will make you feel good, I'm telling you. And it would also allow you to strive for even more success. You know, you can even beat that goal. Once you accomplish it, you can even do something even bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? Pull up my selector.
So try to take action. You know, that's something that I did too. I took action swiftly. Like once I overcame it, I took action and hugely and just really big and importance in my life on, you know, in staying on track. You know, staying on track too can also be with your mental health. You know, making sure, just like I said, my self-care Wednesdays, I check in every Wednesday in the middle of the week like clockwork, just to see if I'm straight, just to see if I'm good, just to see if my mental is together. You know, that's something that I do. Maybe you can pick another day in the week or whatever the case may be. You know, just getting started. You know, if you can just get started is a key to success for you. You know, if you change, nothing changes, guys. Nothing. If you don't do this, you know, there is no alternative way to getting stuck in and working hard. You know, we have to put forth the effort. You know, because being busy and productive will always lead to good things for you, you know, and, you know, if you're doing it for you, of course, and for your family, you know, they can also see the goodness in you and all of the achievements that you accomplish, because it can also inspire them as well. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. And, you know, last but not least, you know, I had to believe in myself. Yes, I did. I had to believe. And see, that's a difference. You can say, do, and all these things. You can do them, but you still have to believe in yourself. You still have to have that motivation. You know, because it can be very, very hard to believe that you can even do it, that you can even accomplish it. You know what movie I saw, which was really, really good? It's so funny. I cried. I'm a crier when I watch movies, too. It's Soul, the cartoon Soul with Jamie Foxx. Yo, if you guys ever, ever get a chance, watch that cartoon Soul, if you ever get a chance. I'm telling you, it's mind blowing with some of the things and some of the subliminal messages that they had in there. You know, some children are not going to really understand it, you know, but, you know, just like I said, you know, it's really hard to really believe in yourself. You know, all you have to do in the end is that when you've been trying to make something work for a long time, you know, sometimes we just lose faith in our own ability to make it work or even see it through. You know, one of the best ways to stay strong in your belief for you is that you need to keep track of all of your achievements, your successes, you know, even the small ones. Keep track of them. Because when you are feeling down on yourself, you know what I'm saying, beating yourself up, go back to that list of all of those successes and review them and look at them. Remind yourself that you are capable and you can make this work. You know what I'm saying? If you can just try your best to do that. You know, when in doubt, go back and retrack and reevaluate. You know, just like I said a couple of minutes ago, reevaluate yourself. You know, and another way to rebuild your confidence, to believe in yourself, you know, is that, you know, our feelings about ourselves are frequently a reflection of how we think others perceive us. And of course, you know, when all else fails, you know, if you cannot stay on track, if you find it hard to really, really, you know, stay on track, of course, go seek help. Go get help before you are in a deeper crisis, you know, because if you cannot find a way out of meeting your goals and, you know, you just, you know, keep on falling, you know, falling short in your life, then by all means, seek help. Because, you know, as I always say on my self-care Wednesdays, that's what they are there for. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with seeking help through a therapist, a psychologist, you know, and even talking to a friend or a family member, you know, that you can trust in regards to seeing why is it that I cannot meet my goals and stay on track, you know? You know, before things go too far and before you get lost and become totally unmotivated. So seek that help, guys. Definitely seek it, okay? Never be afraid and never be too embarrassed that you cannot seek help for yourself. No, guys. All right, now to the number one tip. Now, this is what I got out of everything. Now, regardless of your situation, getting motivated and on track isn't difficult, okay? Now, it's the staying in that state that makes it more difficult and when you are struggling to do it, you know, to make it happen. You know, it's sometimes even harder, it makes it triple harder when you even try to start back and try to do it. You know, you find yourself, you know, going down that path, you know, by letting yourself get distracted and wondering if you'll ever really make your mark. You know, if you want to end this cycle of the struggle of not staying on track, try and master some of these tips, some of these steps, some of these things from my own experience and my own opinion that I've tried in my life that worked for me. You know, if you try and master some of these things, you will, I'm telling you, you will be virtually unstoppable. Okay, guys? So let me ask you all this question. Let me ask you all this question today. Are you struggling to stay on track right now? Are you? What goals are you working on right now? What are some of the things that you are trying to accomplish in your life? You know, what are some of them? And if some of you, you know, feel free with, you know, we can have a discussion and talk about it if you want to. If not, then that's fine. But however, you know, try your best to, you know, do what's best for you in maintaining that level of staying on track, guys. All right. Yes, try your best, guys. Telling you, you can get through it, guys, as much as you can. Just stick in there and hang in there, guys, as much as you can. All right, guys. All right. Now, thank you all for tuning in with me for this Self-Care Wednesdays. I appreciate you all for listening to episode number 82. Yes, you can do it. I'm telling you, you can do it if you put your mind to it, you know? You can, guys. I'm telling you, hang in there. It gets better. I'm telling you, it does get better. All right? I love you all. All right, guys? So follow me on all of my social media. Follow me on Instagram at Creative Lips Podcast. Yes, guys. Oh, come on now. Don't forget to leave me that 5-star rating and leave me a review. Yes, come on. Support a sister. Let me know how you feel about my Self-Care Wednesdays. And are they benefiting you or are they helping someone else? You can also forward some of these episodes to someone you feel
that it could be beneficial for them. All right, guys?
And yo, follow me on Twitter.
Yes, follow me at Creative Loops Pod on Twitter. Because you want to know what, guys? I post stuff there too. Or at least I try to.
I try my best to.
All right. Until next time.
You are now listening to episode 82 of the Creative Loops Podcast.